takes a heap of living to make a place a home. Well, the place where Andy's been living is certainly a heap, but he calls it home. However, even easygoing Andy has come to the conclusion that his room is in pretty bad condition and that something must be done about it. At the moment, we find him sitting on the side of his bed, complaining to Amos.
Oh, I tell you, Amos, this thing is a mess, and I ain't gonna stand for it. There's everything in here to make this a hog pen, except the hogs.
Hey, well, you know it's wartime, Andy.
Look, Amos, I just ain't standing for it no more. I done sent for the landlord. I'm going to have a showdown with him.
Yeah, well, you see, maybe the OPA won't let him go.
I don't care nothing about the OPA or nothing. Either he fixes up this place or I refuses to owe him any more back rent. Oh, there's a limit to what a man can stand, Amos.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute. That must be the landlord now.
Yeah, well, take it easy now, Andy, because landlords is mighty independent these days.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Come in. Oh, hello, Mr. Jackson.
How you do, sir?
Well, Brown, you said something about not being satisfied with the conditions of your room. What's the matter here? What's the trouble?
Trouble? Just look around for yourself. Look at that wall over there. It's got the biggest crack in it I done ever seen.
What big crack? Where?
Over there where my suits is hanging. I've been using it for a closet.
Now. Now, Mr. Brown, don't exaggerate. Anything else?
Yeah. First of all, the windows is busted and there ain't no screen in the window. Why, the flies would be something terrible in here if them spiders didn't get them.
Well, do the spiders bother you?
No, they're too busy staying out the way of the hornets.
All right, I'll have all these things fixed. I might even have the place painted.
You might have the place painted. Well, let me tell you one thing. I put up with this room long enough. I'm getting sick and tired of the way you run in this place.
Take it easy, Andy.
Well, it's about time you do something about it now. If you was a smart businessman, you would do something about it, too.
You're right, Mr. Brown. And from now on, I intend to be one.
You does?
Yes. Now, you owe me 6 weeks back rent. As businessman, I'm throwing you out. Now, here's your notice. Get out.
How about the repairs you're going to make, though, and everything?
Those are for a new tenant.
See there, Andy? I told you to take it easy. He means that you is out.
Oh, me. I ain't had no business telling him about this room. Why didn't I keep my big mouth shut, act like a hog, and stayed in this pen?
Now, what is you going to do?
Start looking for a new place. I ain't worried.
Yeah, but Andy, there's a big housing shortage.
I don't care. I can get a place 10 times as good as this for what I ain't paying here. Come on, Amos, go with me.
Yeah, well, this is a nice little hotel, Andy, but I doubt if you can get a room.
Wait a minute, here comes the room clerk.
Yeah, something I can do for you?
Yes, I'd like a room.
Why, certainly, just sign here. Let me see, I can assign you to room 302.
302, huh? Amos, I gotta laugh. Saying I couldn't get no room. By the way, clerk, when can I move in?
In the spring of 1947.
Excuse me, mister. I know you ain't got no vacancy sign out, but I think maybe I could share one of your rooms with somebody.
Yeah, sir. He really needs a place, mister.
Well, I'd like to help you. Let me think a minute, sir. Say, maybe you could share my room, but I can't let you know till tomorrow.
Why not?
First, I have to find out how the other 12 fellas feel about it.
Amos, I have done reached the end of my rope. I'm going over to see the kingfish. Kingfish Eye is in an awful mess. I had to go and shoot my mouth off to the landlord, and now I ain't got no place to sleep. What is I going to do?
Well, don't bother me about it, Andy. Go on, get out of here. I don't know why it is every time that you was in trouble, you come running to me just like I was your father.
Yeah, and I got $10 to pay for a room, too.
Sit down, son. And I'm going to put my cards on the table. It just so happens that I is about $10 behind in my butcher bill. Now, if you give me that $10, I'll sign a contract guaranteeing you that you can sleep on the sofa in my living room for a whole week.
Yeah, well, that's better than sleeping on a park bench. But before I goes giving you $10 to sleep at your place, how do I know that Sapphire ain't going to kick me out?
Oh, and Sapphire wouldn't raise a foot to you. Oh, yeah, I'll call up right now and prove it to you. Oh, yeah. Oh, I tell you, Ander, there ain't nothing to be worried about. There ain't nothing in the world. Oh, she'd only be too happy to have you there.
Hello?
Hello, honey. This is George.
What do you want, George?
Honey, I got the most wonderful surprise for you. I was bringing home one of my friends to stay with us for a whole week. Ain't that wonderful?
Listen, George, I know what kind of friends you got. Fellas like that Andy Brown. To have bums like him around the house, I'd have to be crazy. Goodbye.
Okay, honey, goodbye.
What'd you say, Kingfish?
She said she'd be crazy to have you.
Oh, great.
Now, Ander, you give me the $10, and I'll make out a contract.
Yeah, and then we goes over to your house, huh?
In about an hour, Ander. I got a couple of errands to do first. I got to pay the butcher, and then I'm going over to see Gabby on a personal matter. Hello there, Gabby. I got to see you in a hurry, and I ain't got much time.
Now, what's trouble, Kingfish? What's trouble now?
Yeah, well, I tell you what. I give Andy Brown a contract and let him stay at my apartment for a week. Now, can my wife ignore that contract and throw him out?
Now, let me see. Can your wife throw him out? Can your wife throw him out? Do she plan on it?
Well, she does.
Well, she can.
Now, look, Gabby, I got to find some way of keeping Sapphire from kicking hand out. As my lawyer, ain't you got nothing to suggest?
Well, let me see here. Oh, wait, I got something. According to the law, you can't throw a person out when they're sick. Get Andy sick, that's the thing. Get him sick.
Yeah, Gabby, listen, I think you got an idea. That the only thing is, how's I ever going to get Andy sick?
With germs. That's how I get some flu germs. They're the best kind.
Oh, but Gabby, where in the world is I going to get any germs?
There's all around, Kingfish. Just get them on one of them little glass vials, and put them on the microscope.
Yeah, but how is I going to know which is flu germ?
I'm coming to that. When you look through the microscope and see the germ with the sniffle, he's got flu all right.
Oh, well, that's being silly, Gabby, but wait a minute. You done give me an idea. Andy ain't really got to be sick. He can just play like he's sick. I got it.
Kingfish, I done give you $10 and we done sign a contract saying that I could stay here at your place on the sofa for a week.
That's right, Brother Ann. When I signed a contract with you, my word is good as the contract is. Now, I agrees with you the whole thing up to there.
Yeah, but why is I got to put on my nightgown and bathrobe this way and play like I was sick?
Well, now, that's what I'm going to explain to you. And I'm going to explain the whole thing to you. Now, here's the thing. In addition to being welcome here, I know that you want service for the $10 and food, too.
For $10? Of course I do.
Yeah, well, now, that's what I'm going to explain to you. Now, look here.
Explain it.
From now, listen, I'm going to let you in on something, man. You a pal, ain't you?
Oh, sure.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell you. Now, look here. We're going to get you the best food and service out of Sapphire, and the only way to get that is if she thinks you are sick.
Yeah.
Now, that woman can't do enough for nobody that's sick. It don't make no difference who it is, a cat, a horse, a dog. Oh, even you.
At least you could have put me before the dog.
Yeah, well, now, look here. The first thing we got to do, Anna, is to figure out just what sickness you are going to have so we can tell Sapphire.
Yeah, well, how are we going to do that?
Yeah, well, now, here's the thing, Anna. Sapphire knows the symptoms of ordinary sicknesses.
She do.
Now, we got to find some sickness where she don't know what the symptoms is.
Mm.
So, before you got here, Anna, I was looking through some books I had up on the shelf here. And I found this old book here. I found this one here called The Medical Veterinarian.
Tell me this. What is a veterinarian?
I think it's the first aid book for veterans that's been discharged from the Army.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds like what it is, all right.
Yeah, now, I think we ought to look through here and see what sicknesses you're going to have and see what the symptoms you got that fits in, you see?
Yeah.
Now, let's turn here, any page right in the middle of the book here. Let's, now, here one right here. Look here. That's the first one of them. Put my glasses on here.
Yeah, what is that?
Say here, distemper.
Never heard of it. I never heard of it.
Now, let's see what the symptoms is here. Distemper. And the wholesale, let me see if you know it here, will you? Yeah, kind of warm, yeah. Yeah, you're going to have this temp, all right? Yeah, you could have that.
Yeah, well, what do you do for that?
Yeah, well, let's see what it say here in the book, reader. In treating cases of distemper, not only is warmth necessary, but in treating the disease, it is advisable to... No, and I don't think this is the thing.
Why not? What's the matter? Why not?
You don't want to wear a muzzle, do you?
Kingfish, maybe I better get a room someplace else.
No, wait there. Now, just a minute, Joe. Let's think the thing over here. Now, go ahead now.
Get something else there. That's
well, right. I tell you, Anna, we is on the wrong track.
Sure is.
Yeah, we better get a regular system of sickness here. So. Listen, I know what. Let's go back to the old reliable. You have the flu.
Yeah, well, the only thing is, you're supposed to have a temperature with that, and Sapphire can find out that I ain't got none.
Oh, look, Andy, you got a lighted cigar there in your mouth. Now, just shove the thermometer next to the hot cigar when she ain't looking. Yeah, wait a minute, Andy. I think that's her now. She must have got a key. Come on, get under the covers and act sick. I'll let her in.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, George.
Hello there, honey. Let me take the packages, sweetheart.
Why, George, you never... Who's that on the couch there? George, didn't I tell you that I...
Wait a minute, honey. Yeah, honey, you told me. When anybody is sick and has no place or no one to take care of them, we gotta be kind and thoughtful.
Is Andy sick?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the boy really sick as a dog, honey. He even out of his head, ain't you, Andy?
No, sure.
Andy.
Oh, what a beautiful lady.
See, that boy is delirious right there.
Well, I'm going to take his temperature right away. Where's the thermometer, George? Oh, I know. It's in the drawer here.
You know, honey, with Andy being sick here, we got to take care of him for at least a week and really give him some service.
Yeah, Andy, put this thermometer in your mouth.
Stick it in there.
George, if Andy's got a temperature, we're going to have to send for a doctor. I'll go in the other room and get some aspirin in the meantime.
Andy? Stick that thermometer next to the cigar, quick.
Yeah, okay. Look, Kingfish, if she sent for a doctor, we're in trouble. He gonna know I ain't sick.
Annie, look here, I got it all figured out. If she insists on a doctor, I'll have Shorty the barber come up here. Now, she ain't never met him, and he can pretend like he's a doctor and make her think that you was really sick.
Kingfish, maybe we better forget about the food angle and I just sleep here. Give me back half my money, will you?
Oh, no, Anna. Now, look here, you really gonna get food. Sapphire'll fix meals for you and everything. She'll fix you a big steak with mashed potatoes and string beans and gravy all over it. And you know how you love gravy.
Oh, yeah, I'm crazy about gravy.
Yeah.
George, I'm gonna start fixing Andy's supper now.
Yeah, what's it gonna be, honey?
Cod liver oil and milk.
Well, be sure and put plenty of gravy on it there, honey. There.
Oh, me. Listen, Kingfish.
Now, wait a minute. Listen, Andy. Listen, put that thermometer back in your mouth. Here she comes. Wait a minute.
Let me have the thermometer now, Andy, and we'll see what the temperature is.
Yeah, here you is.
George, get a doctor quick!
What's the matter, honey?
He's centigrade past dead!
Now, look here, Shorty. You ain't in your barber shop now. You was in my parlor, so please forget that you was a barber. Now, you got to give my wife the imprint that you was a great doctor and Andy was very sick.
Yeah, I understand, Kingfish. Andy's sick, yeah, but he's sick, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, now, look here. You got to be calm so that you don't give the wrong thing away. Now, stop by a liable to bust us all over the head and throw us out the house, you included.
Yeah, you is calm now, ain't you, Shorty?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm calm all right. I got nerves of steel. I was cool as a cucumber. Nothing upsets me. I where's the smell of salt?
Look, hey, take it easy, fellas. Here she comes. Oh, is I sick. Oh, is I miserable.
Say, honey, the doctor's here. I'd like to have you meet Dr. Barber.
How do you do, Doctor?
How do you do, Mr. Stevens? I'm sorry I was late, but I was over at the hospital in surgery over there.
Oh, was you operating?
Yes, ma'am. Very, very important operation, too.
And was it successful?
Oh, yeah, very successful. I didn't cut myself once.
Yeah, well, now, Doctor, I suppose you want to examine the patient here.
Oh, is I sick. Oh, is I miserable.
Mr. Brown, I want to feel your pulse. Let me have your ankle.
Yeah. Check the pulse there.
Yeah, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, buckle my shoes, 3, 4, check the door, 5, 6, pick up 6.
Yeah, brilliant doctor, yes, sir.
How is his pulse, Doctor?
Very childish. Didn't you hear
it? Yeah, tell me, Doctor. After giving him the once-over, what did you think of the man's condition?
Oh, well, this man is as healthy as... I mean, he's in the pink of condition. There ain't nothing wrong with him. Well, he's as strong as...
Shorty.
Is the undertaker in the house?
You're the strangest doctor I ever seen. What would you say is wrong with this man?
I could say he's got jungle fever.
What? You can't get jungle fever in this planet.
Yeah, it's a good thing I didn't say it.
Well, look here. Whatever I'm sick of, Doc, I gotta stay in bed for a week and get plenty of service, ain't I?
Oh, yeah. I would say the boy needs plenty of rest.
Well, before he rests around here, he's gotta be sick. And I'm beginning to think that he ain't.
Doctor, look here. Examine him again and find the sickness there, will you?
I'll find the sickness this time, all right. Yeah, but before I examine you, Andy, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever inoculated against a whooping cough?
Yeah, I is.
Oh, that's too bad. That would have been a good one.
George, I'm convinced this man don't know nothing about medicine. He ain't no doctor, and I'm
going to give him a chance. Go ahead, Dr. Barber. Examine him there and give us a diagnosis.
Yes, if you know so much, what's wrong with him?
Well, he's got the measles. He's got spotted fever. The man's got scarlet fever. He's down with the chicken pox. I'm getting out of here. This man's contagious.
Well, George, so you're trying to trick me. I'm going in my room, and I'll give you just 1 hour to get this bum dressed and out of here.
But, honey...
Look, Kingfish, I done paid you $10, and I got a right to stay here for a week. Now, what you gonna do about it?
Anna, we has got 1 hour. Stay here. I going over and see Gabby Gibson, the lawyer, again. Now I really worried, Gabby.
The sickness idea didn't work, huh?
No, Anna just got a half hour before Savoy gonna throw him out. Now, considering that I don't give him a contract for $10, can he sue me?
Well, that depends. That depends on you personally, how you have lived up to the contract.
Yeah, well, now let's look at the picture. My wife is the one that's responsible for him being thrown out, not me.
That's right, Kingfish. That's right.
And I can't be blamed for what my wife do.
Right again. Just getting right all the time.
Yeah, I have done my best to live up to the contract, so that make me innocent, don't it?
Right, Kingfish. Of all the things you said, that's the rightest.
Suppose I done spent Andy's $10, so I can't give it back.
We just took a left turn. From the legal standpoint of the contract, you are sunk. Ain't there no way you can get your wife to let Andy stay there for the rest of the week? That would solve everything.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Gabby, I happens to be married to a certain kind of woman that thinks she's the boss.
There's only one thing, Kingfish. You got to show her that you is the boss. You got to search yourself. You got to search yourself. I had a case like this about a year ago. A man come in and told me his wife was bossing him around, pushing him around.
Yeah, what did you tell the fella?
I told him to go home and assert himself. Go home and assert himself. I told him if necessary, go ahead and use force. That's indeed, use force.
What happened?
His widow often laughs about it.
That's the angle I'm scared of, Gabby.
Kingfish, is you a man or a mouse? The time has come for you to put your foot down, to tell your wife that you is the master of the household, the boss.
You was right, Gabby. The time has come. No more is Sapphire going to tell me what to do. I'm going to tell her what to do. I as the boss and Andy Brown is going to stay at my place and that's final.
Now you're talking like a man, Kingfish. You're talking like a man. Yes, indeed. You go in Sapphire and tell her you is the boss, that you is the boss. But there's just one thing you got to watch out for. The Bureau of Power and Light. You got to watch out for the Bureau of Power and Light.
The Bureau of Power and Light? What does that got to do with it?
Well, knowing Sapphire's power the way I do, if she try to light on your jaw, you better hide behind the Bureau. That's Bureau of Power and Light if I ever had it.
Oh, Kingfish, I'm glad you done got back here. The time is almost up.
Yeah, I know it, Anna.
I was all dressed here. Is I going to have to leave?
No, Anna, you were staying right here for a full week according to the contract.
Yeah, well, how are you going to handle Sapphire?
Anna, I was about to call Sapphire out of her room and tell her that from now on I was running things around here and that she ain't got nothing to say and that I was the one and the only boss in this house.
You gonna tell her that now?
Yeah, what you looking for, Anna?
Where you keep your first aid kit?
Oh, look here, Anna. Ain't nothing gonna happen to me. You just watch me here. Wait a minute. Sapphire, come out of your room. I want to talk to you.
George, you got exactly 3 minutes left to get that bum out of here.
Sapphire, Andy ain't getting out of here. He's staying here for a week.
What was that you said?
Kingfish, retreat before it's too late.
Sapphire, there's something I want to tell you. Things are going to be different around here. From now on, I is the boss of this house. Out with the old and in with the new. I is the boss, the head man, and the mogul. Now, get it?
George, do you know what you're saying?
Kingfish, at least let me get some bandages, will you?
Stay where you are, Diana. Sapphire, to give you an idea of how things are going to be from now on, tonight I want supper at 6 o'clock sharp. Do you understand?
We'll have supper at 6:30 as usual.
But sharp.
Certainly. We always do.
Yeah. Deanna, I got eaten out the middle of my hand. Sapphire, I guess you got the idea how things stand around here now.
George, I just hope you know what you're saying.
I know what I'm saying. I ain't unconscious.
You will be at the rate you're going.
Wait a minute,
George, if you show you won't change your mind about this thing.
I was never more sure of anything in my life. My mind's made up. I run in this room. What I say goes, and I don't want no back talk.
George, I just wish you'd see things in a different light.
There ain't no other light. I'm going to stick to my guns here. I was the boss, and that's final. You was taking orders from me, and if you ever open your mouth... Well, Anna, you got to admit that I really stood up to Sapphire there. I told her off for once and for all that I was the boss of the house. The Lord, the master of the household.
Yeah, I got to hand it to you, Kingfish. I didn't think you had the nerve to do it.
Yeah, well, it was just that I decided it was time. Wait a minute. Could a man come now?
How you do?
Hello, mister. I is the fellow that called you up a little while ago on the telephone.
Oh, yes. Was that a single room you wanted?
No, sir, double. I was kicked out, too.
Kingfish, this bed sure is comfortable.
Yeah, well, let's get to sleep, Andy. We've been talking here in bed for 2 hours.
Yeah, by the way, Kingfish, with this awful housing shortage, I hope we can stay here for a while. How long a lease did you get?
Well, to tell you the truth, Andy, I could only get a short lease. I'll get it, Andy. I'll be right back here.
Oh, boy. I'm really tired tonight.
Well, Andy, we got to get up.
Get up. We've only been in bed 2 hours.
The swing shift tenant is here. I told you it was a short lease.
Next week, Andy moves back into the Kingfish's home. And don't forget, he's still got a contract. The Amos and Andy Show is broadcast to our fighting men all over the world through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Harlow Wilcox saying good night to all of you from all of us.